Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Shall not be infringed. You know, it's a line in the Second Amendment of the People's Bill of Rights. There are many organizations defending your right to keep and bear arms. It's sad that we need these organizations, but elected officials have lost their focus on freedom and have become career politicians looking for another deal. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, not protecting and preserving your rights or our Constitution. However, the majority of Americans understand completely the Second Amendment. It reads, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." The enemy of this nation, or the enemies of this nation, those principalities that would take away your right for safety, they also know the truth of your Second Amendment, which is why they hate it. In Sal Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, there are 8 rules. Rule number four reads like this, gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you are able to create a police state. No, he doesn't mention any worry about personal safety. He doesn't mention anything about hunting. They know the truth. CSC Talk Radio is an advocate, a defender, a believer in our Second Amendment. It's not for hunting. It's not only for self-defense. The Second Amendment is about defending and protecting the Republic, your rights, not your feelings. Oh, are there abusers and bad guys? Oh, yes, there are. And the socialists on the left and the dealmakers on the right could care less about your rights. Eric Swalwell, who's running for president, he wants to ban and to confiscate guns. When he was told that would bring shooting or, you know, bring out war, fighting for the Second Amendment, he commented, "Well, the government has nukes." What kind of a comment is that? Does that sound like a leader caring about your rights, your safety, this nation or this land? Absolutely not. Does it sound like he's caring about innocent lives? Absolutely not. Recently, the NRA held their annual convention. It was just last month. And a trade show. Our friend and patriot, Frank DeSoma of Patriot Ordnance Factory, was there. We've asked him to come on with us today to discuss what took place at the NRA. His experiences this year. There are some fantastic speakers that they heard. Our president was one, and the vice president was another, and there were more. But what's truly impressive, 81,283 Americans were there as well. I find that amazing and encouraging. So let's just get to it. Frank, we welcome you back to CSC Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Beth. Thank you for the invite. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm doing real good. We're just getting a lot of rain and clouds here, and I'm ready for some sunshine. But other than that, I'm doing fantastic.
Well, we can share some sunshine from good old Arizona.
Well, yeah, bring it on. We'd like to have some. Of course, you know, in a couple of months, we'll be saying, "I wish we had some rain," so we're never happy. So, but the NRA convention was a big deal. It is every year. I usually have a couple of friends that attend that, and they weren't able to this year. And so we thought, well, we'd just get your opinion of what took place and how exciting it was. Over 81,000 people. That is huge, as the president would say. Huge.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's that like?
Every year.
I mean, I've been in big crowds before, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're constantly busy. It was really proud to be part of it. There's a lot of people that believe in freedom, and it's not just about firearms. Yes, the NRA is a lobbyist group that's there to protect firearms or whatever, the Second Amendment. But
right.
You know, they also defend freedom. That's what this is all about. Our Constitution, it's written for we the people, and it's about freedom. And there's one thing in your opening, the dialogue, but before I go there, I'll say the show is wonderful. We enjoy going to it each and every year. You get to speak to the people. You're not talking to dealers. You're not talking to distributors. We deal directly with the consumer. You get to hear good and bad of everything. You get to hear good comparisons or things that a company are doing good, and you get to hear the things that they would like to see or would appreciate to be better. But those things help every company if they listen.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, all the widgets that are made in this world and the companies that exist making those widgets, it's because the people, we the people, the ones that have the individual right of choice, we use our monies that we earn, and with our freedom of choice, we give people or companies opportunities by saying, I choose to purchase your widget, your product. And it's a wonderful thing because of freedom, this organization, Patriot Ordnance Factory, exists. There are a lot of big, huge corporations that are owned even by governments, like FN's owned by the Belgian government, and huge corporations that have been around for a long time and even owned by the stock market. So starting a small company out of your garage and growing it, that's the blessings of freedom and living here and having opportunities in the United States of America. That is a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing, and that is what makes this this land successful, and it's people successful. It's what keeps people at work. You know, it provides jobs as well as income, keeps communities going when people are working. It's just it's the way it is. And
I can assure you this much: if the NRA was evil, if the NRA wished harm upon the American people, if the NRA wished hatred and did everything they could to stop freedom in the world, I would be set against them in every fashion. I haven't heard anything of silliness, anything that doesn't make sense. Everything that I hear is common sense, and to fight for freedom and be vigilant about it at all costs, at all times, that's where I stand. So people that believe in that, believe in this country, believe in the freedoms that we have and the liberties that we have, that choose to stand united, I stand with them all. If you're against freedoms, you are my enemy. I don't care if you're foreign or domestic. It does not matter. And your opening, I'll allude back to that. So, but before that, the NRA convention each and every year is a wonderful, eye-opening experience, especially if you just go for the first time. I didn't hear any shootings happen, did you?
No, I didn't. And we're going into a break, so we're gonna leave it right there, and then we'll come back and talk about whatever it was that you liked or didn't like in my opening. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting with Frank DeSoma of Patriot Ordnance Factory, and we will be right back. Mm-hmm. your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go back to Frank DeSoma. He's with Patriot Ordnance Factory. He was there at the NRA convention last month, and we're going to discuss some of that took place. And I wanted you to go back to the opening and make your comment.
Well, we always talk about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. There was a Third Amendment that's never talked about. Why would the Founding Fathers write about quartering of soldiers? No soldier shall, in the time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in a time of war, but in a manner to be described by law. Why would they state that? We never use that. Because they were forced upon. We had arms that were being taken away. We had the British government force upon us housing the soldiers. They ate our food. They took whatever they wanted. They controlled that household by force. By force, because they were armed and we were disarmed. So the Second Amendment, the First Amendment was the right for us to have a voice in our government, the right of protest, the right of freedom of speech and religion. The second was the right to bear arms. And the third was we're not housing soldiers and we're not going to be enslaved to be enslaved by the soldier that's living in our home, that eats our food, that sleeps in our beds, that takes our goods or whatever. Hey, even at that time, I mean, there was probably bad things that happened to women at that time, I'm sure, too.
Absolutely, there was. There was, for sure.
There's a purpose that no one talks about the Third Amendment, but the first two were put in place strongly because of what was going on with the Third Amendment being put into place that we know never talk about. How can I relate this law that was passed September 25th, 1789 to today? And it was ratified in 1791, December 15th. How do I relate it today? Well, I could say, hey, we have people that's coming into our home. It's called the United States of America. That's our home. Do we, the people, have a voice and control of our government? The government's for the people, by the people, right?
Right.
So why do we have people that come in and disobey our laws, and then we got to house these people and give them aid and all that? We should be using the Third Amendment to stop all this illegal acts of illegal immigration into our country,
into our nation.
And no one talks about that. Because our house is America, the United States of America. We the people own this house. We the people own the federal government.
Absolutely.
And if the federal government is paying to house, to pay the utilities, pay to feed them, pay to educate them, and giving them aid and medical aid, The Third Amendment should be used against that because we're not responsible for the people that come in here. And I'm sorry. They are.
No, don't be sorry.
They're no different than a mass soldier group of people that are coming in from all around the world and invading our nation. And we shouldn't have to house it.
I said before, they couldn't be any more dangerous if they were wearing combat boots. It's no different. We're going to go to a caller. We have Betty from Missouri that had a comment. Betty, how are you today?
Hey, Beth Ann and Frank, I'm so glad he's there today, and you as always.
You.
I'm the one that runs her mouth, but I also can still carry.
Good job, girl.
And you know what? Everything he is saying is so true, and people don't realize it. And not only are they coming in by the droves, and most of them are military or military-minded, we are killing our own children to allow them room to come in. I own a Ruger.
That's a good way of putting it.
With a laser. And they will not come to my house.
Well,
you know, I told you before.
I'll let you know when I'm on my way there, so I'll warn you.
Well, that would be different.
Go ahead, Betty.
I would have the batteries out for you or Frank. I understand the NRA, and they are really fighting tooth and nail for our rights in this country. And I just wanted to tell Frank that it is appreciated. It is really appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad you're on today, and I hope everybody's listening. I hope everybody's listening.
Why do you?
Because, you know, Beth Ann, I raised my children by myself. I carried all the time, but I was responsible with my gun when I was around my children or when I was home. But I always had a clip ready to throw in it, in my pocket. You know, and people don't understand that that's part of what you can do.
I can somewhat relate. I can relate with that because I live in Arizona. It's constitutional here. We can carry. It's constitutional.
Yeah.
Constitutionally protected by the state of Arizona. So when I visited some relatives here within the last year in New York City, that was an unearthing feeling. I did not feel secure or safe walking within that city at all. And there wasn't enough police for the amount of people that are there. So I'm sorry, but if the government can't protect us, then we need to protect ourselves. There's no way the government can ever convince me they will be there at need unless they're going to stay in my home like the Third Amendment, and that ain't happening.
You know, Frank, here in Missouri, you don't have to have concealed carry. but you can get it through your local sheriff. And what people don't understand is if you don't have concealed carry and you end up defending yourself, it can be used against you.
Yeah,
that should not
fun.
Be the case. Yeah.
But
yeah.
That is the way it is. And a lot of states reciprocate where you can go into the state with concealed carry, but you better have it unloaded when you cross the line, and you better call ahead and let them know you're coming.
In Illinois, you got to have it unloaded and separated. They can't even be close.
That's right.
Concealed carry.
It has to be in the back of my van, which would be hard to get to.
Concealed carry.
Go ahead, Frank.
All 50 states, period.
Absolutely.
It should be approved all 50 states. But
yeah, and then they would have people that are honoring the law.
Yeah. We're in some trying times here because we have politicians that have lived as socialists for decades, and they believe that it's about them anymore. Even the news is about the news these days. It's not talking about facts, not talking about anything. It's talking about political parties. I'm tired of political parties. I care about America first, not the Democrats or Republicans.
Absolutely.
I stand with you, definitely. Betty, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Before we head into another break, we're going to go...
Thank you for having him.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, Frank, so much for being there.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Betty.
God bless you.
God bless you, Betty. Real quickly, before we enter into a break, we're going to go to Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm just wanting to know why the NRA isn't spending more time and effort in the courts. Every time somebody's charged with possession of a machine gun, why aren't they in there defending his right to that machine gun? This 1968 Gun Control Act is clearly unconstitutional. U.S. Supreme Court's already ruled in past cases that you cannot abrogate a constitutionally secured right by passing a lesser law. If they don't want people to have machine guns, they have to pass a constitutional amendment that says people can't have machine guns. They can't pass an act of Congress and make it a law. Because it's a violation of the Constitution. Now, why isn't the NRA focusing on something like this? And every time, in every state, when anybody's charged with possession of a weapon of any kind, and that's all it is, and I'm not talking about possession during the commission of a crime, I'm talking about simple possession, why isn't the NRA helping these people and overloading these courts with cases and forcing this back into the U.S. Supreme Court to get this 1968 Gun Control Act overturned?
Well...
Okay, we're going to
They must obviously have some limited resources, too, at times. But at the end of the day, I think that's why there's different groups amongst defending the Second Amendment. There's
several
groups that broke up because of that, because they don't all see the same way. So amongst us, we're not seeing each other. The one thing the Democrats do... They all unite no matter what. Even behind stupidity, they still unite.
Exactly. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate the call and the reminder.
I think you'd get a lot more members if you would make it clear you're going to defend them against these cases in the courts.
All right. I know they've done some, but I think you're absolutely right. They've compromised a lot, too. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Frank DeSoma of Patriot Ordnance Factory. And Frank and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Frank DeSoma. We have lit up the phones, Frank. We're going to go to the phone lines real quick. And then I do want to talk about some of the speakers and the things you got to do at the NRA. We've got Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. First of all, I need to know how to find a constitutional lawyer. And second of all, I've got a problem with the word felony. The state of California is trying to lower its, take its misdemeanors and turn them into felonies to take people's guns. I don't know about how is the, Missouri doing the same thing, but is Arizona doing that too? The law, you know, trying to take every little misdemeanor and turn it into, that's a way to take the guns.
No.
You're, okay, Frank, go ahead.
No. They're not doing it in Arizona.
No, they're not doing it.
In fact, we've had over 60,000 people from Northern California move into Arizona, and those are more conservative areas, so it's nice to have neighbors come here. What's happening is you're going to see a mass exodus of California as they continue to be invaded by a force. I mean, they're an invading force. So I still go back to the Third Amendment. The Third Amendment about quartering soldiers. No soldier shall. So isn't a soldier an invading force?
Yeah, so is the...
In the time of peace, be quartered in any house. Well, if you have in April 2019 over 100,000 people in an invading force coming into our home called the United States, that's a violation of the Third Amendment of the Constitution. So that means all cities and city councils have violated our Third Amendment of the Constitution.
That's right.
All states that make sanctuary cities invaded, violated the Constitution, and any federal entity that supports this too, which I haven't seen. But if I was President Trump and the DOJ, I'd be nailing every single one of these city sanctuary areas and closing the border just on that. Because if they can say, well, the AR-15 wasn't meant that in the Constitution, well, guess what? An invading force is over 100,000 people that crossed our borders illegally. That's a soldier. Individually soldiers. They violate the Third Amendment, and the federal government shouldn't be housing them, or the cities or states shouldn't be housing illegal any people that are here illegally, because they violate the Third Amendment of the Constitution. Period. Ended.
Yeah, the invading force cannot also be, it should not be the state being the invading force.
Yeah, and I shouldn't be, through my taxes, forced to house them, forced to pay for their schools, forced to pay for their education, forced to pay for their housing, forced to pay for their welfare, forced to pay for their food stamps.
For them to do it.
You know, we've done a lot of concessions with all
this
the illegals
no
and legals.
This was no different than the British forcing upon the people here of having to house people, feed them, get them beer, do everything for them. We became their servants.
We can't let the states be the invading force.
The city councils, the state legislators that are doing sanctuary cities have violated the Third Amendment of the Constitution. It should be immediately found unconstitutional, and all these people should be put on trial for this, because they swore an oath to defend the Constitution from foreign and domestic enemies. And we're being violated by foreign, and the domestic enemies are these fools that are ignorant.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Politicians.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Larry, we're going to go to one more caller. We have Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today? I'm doing good. Can you speak up a little?
Yeah. Hey, hi, Beth.
Oh, there you are, Tim.
There we are. I was just wanted to point out that people should not assume that your right to bear arms is guaranteed in your state constitution. 5 years ago, Iowa realized that we did not have a right to bear arms in our state constitution, and that constitution had been ratified since 1857. So it took 5 years, and it actually, the NRA was very, very helpful in getting that amended to our state constitution here. So we do have backup. If they ever tried to repeal the Second Amendment, and the 10th Amendment still around, our state constitution will still protect our right to bear arms here in Iowa. So always make sure that it's, don't assume it's in your state constitution. If it isn't, you need to get it amended, that you have the right to bear arms in your state constitution as a backup.
Good job. All right. Thank you, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Are you... You know, Frank, I was going to add, too, that we have, in the last many, many years, we've made so many concessions that have cost it's cost money, and I'm not trying to be nitpicky here, but we've had to change road signs and all kinds of things, and how we teach in the schools and everything, because we're bringing in foreigners that can't speak our language and refuse to learn our language. And so we've had to make a lot of concessions that have cost money as well. So that's another part of that quartering, I would say.
Yes.
Are you there, Frank? Oh, okay.
Yes. I mean, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Because we shouldn't have to. I'm sorry. But, you know, all these people, they're strong people. There's no weak people that are coming across our borders. Think about that.
No, I agree.
If they cared so much, they can make a change in their own country just like we did, like we the people. China could be free, too, instead of being under a communist dictatorship and rule. There's plenty of people there. All they have to do is make a stand. But it's kind of hard when the government that dictates over you has all the firearms and you have no way to defend yourself against an opposing force like that, an invading force.
Venezuela is just—it's just right there for us to see. I mean, that the first thing they did was take their guns away. So the government owns
and
all the guns.
No one
they
asked
can't.
The socialists that. We're, you know, they're we got just, politicians that live. They get paid no matter they work or not. They get paid. They talk garbage about everyone. They do nothing all day. They produce nothing. Build nothing, create nothing, innovate nothing except talk garbage about people all day, and they get paid no matter what. They have their own medical insurance that's specialized, that's better than we the people because they exempted themselves from Obamacare that we got to have. They have their own
and from
pension
Social Security.
Plan. Yeah, they should be living on Social Security, period.
You know,
what makes them any better than us? Nothing. Nothing. They will never
equal,
be
but they don't see it that way.
Yeah,
I was wondering the other day.
Need to stand up and say, you will never be my master. I'm not your slave. You're
Absolutely.
Not my master.
I
they
was mentioning the other day.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mentioned... I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep cutting you off. I mentioned the other day that Bernie Sanders, he wants everybody to have the same salary. Well, are all these elite that think they're so great in Congress, are they going to come down to our salary? You think that's going to happen?
No, well, he won't even pay his 90% of his income to help the country out like he wants everyone else to. That's the true showing of what a piece of garbage
hypocrisy.
He is because he doesn't follow his own
rule. Absolutely. We're going into another break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm not going to give the phone number out again because I want Frank to have a chance to really give us a little report on the NRA. I know he really had a good time there, and I want to hear if he got to see some of the speakers. And we want to talk about, I know that you have a new gun because Rudy's been keeping me informed. I want to talk about the Wonder. And we'll be right back with Frank from Patriot Ordnance Factory. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Frank DeSoma of Patriot Ordnance Factory. He makes some amazing guns, and we want to talk about that a little bit. And I know you had a booth. You had you were set up there at the NRA, and I was hoping that you at least did get to go listen to some of the speakers and their annual meeting. And I was just going to ask you, I'm sure that, you know, the president was in a rally last night, and he was in his element. I mean, he was in his element. I'm certain that he was at the NRA as well. So I wanted to hear a little bit about.
He was in his element. He was in his element. The crowd was, you know, I mean, the people that are there believe in freedom. And he just, and the president, when he talks, he actually cares about freedom. He actually cares about we the people. He's one of them. Just think about a man that's in his 70s, that's a billionaire, that chooses to work for free, to be harassed every single day by people from the media and political parties. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Why would they be troubling
him? He doesn't have to do it.
Why wouldn't they want the betterment of the country? What's offensive about Make America Great Again? What is offensive about that? Please tell me. There is nothing offensive about that unless you just hate this country. And if you do, and I hate you. Sorry.
Well, if you do,
you're the enemy of the people of this country. I don't have any time for morons like you. You know, you live here in the benefit of the freedoms and liberties that this country provides by people that put it all on the line, including losing their lives defending. To be trashed by a bunch of morons, ignorant morons that want to become ultimately slaves. because that's where this goes. When you give up freedom,
oh, absolutely,
there's only other choices, and it's going to be the people that are on top and the control of the government and the firearms are going to be the ones that tell you how you're going to live and what you're going to do. I mean, look at Germany. Happened there. Oh, wait. Go to Venezuela.
Yeah.
See how good that's working.
Yeah. I mean, when you sit there and you watch them get mowed down by vehicles from the government, you know, crowds of people, and you think, you know, when we watch terrorists do it, we just gasp. And when we watch them do that in Venezuela, we just sit there and look at it. It's like, seriously, they took the people's guns. They can't fight back. They're throwing rocks. They're making torches. You know, they might steal a gun here and there, but they're not armed. They can't protect themselves. And they are taking over their homes. They are doing that Third Amendment that we're protected with.
Yep. So,
Venezuela.
I don't know. But the NRA as a whole, you know what was really nice about it? It's wonderful mm-hmm. to see the amount of families that came, mothers, yeah. fathers, and all children that came and attended events. It was so wonderful to see that they walked amongst acres, literally. It was huge.
Yeah. I watched a little video.
In a place full of ammunition, firearms, optics, clothing, all sorts of things for outdoors, for the people that they can that enjoy freedom. I mean, there was no problems, no controversies, no shootings, no nothing. There was nothing evil that happened at the event. Just pure people enjoying freedoms and liberties, bringing their families, their children out, and walking amongst it and educating their kids. That, to me, is the best thing that happened. That, to me, helps educate the children to show them with actions, not words, but actual actions, that, hey, these are to be respected, but there's nothing evil about these things. They do nothing. They sit there. There's a piece of metal doesn't turn to life and machine itself on its own and go down the street at night, you know, get out of a safe and walk down the street at night. It's a human being that does it. If we're responsible enough to own a firearm as a child and learn the right way of how to handle it and shoot it safely, I can assure you the percentage of them that are respectful when they drive a vehicle, they have less accidents. Because they're more responsible compared to kids that are fearful of everything around them. And now you're letting them drive a 4,000-6,000-pound vehicle amongst millions of people. Not a good situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, I watched some of the videos of it, and you did. You saw families walking around, and it was heartwarming. I want to talk a little bit about what you do with Patriot Ordnance Factory. You've got your signature, Revolution, and you know, Rudy's been kind of obsessed. He's been kind of obsessed with your website and your videos. He's been spending a lot of time watching your videos. I think he's got some of them memorized. But he says you've got a new gun and that your wife had some input in this, and it's called the Wonder.
Yes.
It's called Wonder.
The Wonder was
Let's talk about
my
that
wife's
a little bit.
Touch on it. Well, we're obviously known for innovating, and I think that's why we exist, and that's what we have to do. We've constantly got to push the elements to make a product, to make people want to buy it because their individual right of choice. So the Revolution mm-hmm. was truly revolutionary in what we achieved. But the Wonder, my wife's had her hand on that one. She wanted to have a firearm that was built to her specs and her input. She looked through Cerakote, picked a bunch of colors that were there, and chose the blue titanium color that she did.
That's good, because blue is my favorite color.
she wanted something lightweight and easy to handle. So we still put the Mission First Tactical on it because it's about the lightest furnitures out there. But we also developed for her a single port break. We call it the Micro B. There's no titaniums in this gun or anything like that that's, you know, ultra lightweight materials. But the single port break weighs 1.2 ounces. It's like no weight on the end of the barrel that weighs it down so she can comfortably
wow.
hold it. And then we did a charging handle, a new ambi charging handle called the Strike Eagle. And the Strike Eagle basically has silhouettes of a profile of an eagle's head on each handle. It's ambidextrous controlled. We have ambidextrous selector, and it has a 3.5-pound drop-in single-stage match trigger. So it's very quick, fast, and resetting. It's just comfortable and easy to shoot. So it's a 6-pound gun that's very light. Has a Renegade rail with a heatsink barrel nut, roller cam pin, E-squared chamber feature, nitrate E-treated barrel. It's just a good all-around gun. And my wife may have had her hand in designing this, but she didn't want to make it a girly gun. And it's kind of funny because there are a lot of men that are buying the Wonder, not just women.
Well, they wouldn't if she'd have made it pink. They wouldn't have done that. We are out of time, Frank. We're going to have you back and talk a little bit more about the gun. But this is fascinating. Rudy wrote on my little note here, he says, he calls it light, flat, fast, and furious. That's what Wonder is. All right. I want to give your website. It is Patriot Ordnance Factory. That's POF-USA.com. That's POF-USA.com. Give him a call in the office at 877-561-9572. Stand with us. Frank, thank you so much. Stand with us. Stand with the Second Amendment. And let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.